My name is Randy Ruff. I'm the sports director at WNTA, along with my Tuesday co-host, Paul Arco, and our producer, Eric Jordan Gothy. And special guest in studio. It's always nice when we get somebody to come into the studio with us. Usually it's on the phone, but in studio. We have Rick Durso. He is the race director for the 34th annual Swedish American State Street Mile, which is coming up on August 4th, one of the more, for lack of a better term, iconic events in the city.
In terms of
it's got a reputation that exceeds, you know, a lot. I've always been impressed at how everybody knows about the State Street Mile. So, Rick, thanks for being with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Good morning. I appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about how long have you been involved in the race?
This is my fourth year being involved in the race, and I got involved. I'm a runner, and I've always loved running and being a part of like running events. And so I was able to, my first year getting involved, I was just on the committee, and then kind of things worked out where I ended up being the race director.
So how many times have you ran in it? So
only a couple of times.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm a transplant. I'm not a lifelong Rockford Red.
Oh, okay. Okay. Where'd you come from?
I came from Michigan.
Oh, okay. Yeah. From the glove.
From the glove. Yes, from the glove. I know. It's a habit. I always put my hand up. This is where I'm from.
Well, you know, as I mentioned there, I mean, the State Street Mile, like I said, it is iconic. When I came here, and I've been here in this community probably not as long as State Street Mile. I've been here for about 31 or 32 years. But everybody talks about it. It's one of those events that people look forward to. Even if they don't run, they know about it. And I've always been kind of curious, why has this one of the more successful events? There's so many things have come and gone in all these years.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive in the fact, if you think about it, you know, through the course of a year, most cities, Rockford is not unlike most cities where it's oversaturated with road races. Mm-hmm. And that's not to be negative towards the other races. They're all for great causes and they're fun, but the Swedish American State Street Mile stands out. I think because of its longevity, and then the fact that it's just a mile.
Right.
A mile is an iconic it's a pretty recognizable distance.
Right.
For not the average running fan.
Right. And I would assume that, you know, you've got serious runners in there, but maybe the less than serious, because like I said, it's a mile. It's a different animal than training for a half marathon or a full marathon and all that stuff. You really got to train. Yeah, you have to train for this as well. But I mean, a mile is a little more doable for most people, I think.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it's also, it goes both ways. It's because there are people, when I out, you know, trying to promote it and get people to sign up for it, you know, especially the non-runners, because, you know, I try to promote it for the non-runners for what you just said. It's just a mile. Uh-huh. And the benefits go to great causes. But people sometimes are kind of afraid of it because they think of, when you think of a mile, they think of just like a really fast race.
Right.
And it is, but there's multiple heats and you don't have to be, a super fast runner to run in this race.
And you don't have to race. You don't have to run it to win it either.
No, not
at
all.
Just run it to enjoy it and then take your own pace. Who cares what your time is?
Absolutely. We have plenty of time in between the different heats and there's, you know, every year we have a group of people that will end up walking the race. You know, we have a kids' heat, so some of those kids are running all kinds of different times.
Right. And before we get into more about that, I want to talk about the kind of special bonus you're offering today for those who are listening to our show in terms of the a promo code. So tell me a little bit about the promo code for you to get a little bit off of the entry fee.
Yeah, well, what it is the, you know, most races have a early registration sign-up fee where it's cheaper to get the race. Well, that has that date has been passed already.
Right.
So it's up to a full price for the race. So today, if you're listening, you sign up at runsignup.com, or if you just search the Swedish American State Street Mile website, you can sign up today and use the promo code 1330MILE, and you'll get a discount back to the early registration price, which
$5
is $5 off.
That's a great deal. So again, 1330 mile is the code word when you go online, and you'll get $5 off the registration. And the race itself is August 4th. There's still plenty of time. Also, if you decide you want to do it today, you still have plenty of time to prepare yourself and get ready and all that stuff. So it's not like a last minute deal.
No. Today you can use the code, but you can sign up all the way up until race day.
Talk about the little brackets you mentioned about the kids. There's multiple brackets. Talk about the brackets and also about that special challenge that's going on through the schools.
Yes, the school challenge. This is what I'm really proud of for this event. The school challenge, and we've grown it slightly over the years. It started out as a high school challenge, but we've grown it this year thanks to A&B Manufacturing. We've grown it into an all-school challenge. And what it is if we – the schools at each level, elementary, middle, and high school, the school that has the most registered runners on race day, that race earns some money towards their athletic departments.
That's awesome.
So the high school with the most runners in the race earns $1,000. The middle school will earn $750, and an elementary school will earn $500.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
And you know, and with racing, it's almost like you're never too young to run. I thought when I was younger and when I was raising my kids, and I had friends that were getting their kids out there running at ages, you know, 4 or 5, whatever it may be. I said, that's crazy. But it's not. That you can, young kids can run in elementary age. There's a lot of runners, a lot of programs, and it's good for them.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a high school coach here in the area, and I'm just passionate about running, so I'm always trying to get kids out running and stuff. But I'll tell you what, the benefactors of the State Street Mile is the Rockford Wildcats, which is a local, which is falls under the Rockford Roadrunners organization's umbrella, I guess. And it's a free running group for kids of all ages. And they are a fantastic group of kids and coaches that run this group. And you'll see a lot of them out there on race day. They're wearing their Wildcats uniforms, and they're kids of all ages.
Sure.
And they have you hear nothing but positive things about the Wildcats. I have some local runners. You know, I have high school. I coach high school. And I have a bunch of high school runners on my team that grew up with the Wildcats.
Yeah.
And it's a free organization. So, and they run at Cool Play. They're out at Rock Cut. They're all over the place. Right now, they're running out on Monday nights over at Rockford Lutheran training for the State Street Mile.
And it's kind of neat because running is a lifetime sport.
It is.
So there's certain sports I think it's important to introduce kids to. Yeah, you love to get them into football if you want to get them into football, things like that. But they'll stop doing that when they're 16, 17, 18 years old. But running, like golf and even bowling, some of those sports, those are ones that you get them involved early, get them to enjoy it and make it kind of basically a way of life. And then they'll continue to do it going on, which of course, for health purposes.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. That's what I tell my kids all the time. It is a lifelong sport, and it's a great sport to be involved in.
I mean, Paul can attest to this because Paul's son was a...
No, I'm not a runner, Rick.
No, you're not a runner.
I know, Rick started laughing.
A long-time cross-country runner.
Yeah, my son ran at Belvedere High School, and graduated this year. So, yeah, I mean, you talk about that.
When you said your last name, I was going to ask you something.
I'm from the Yonk family, actually, okay. So...
Oh.
Although I'm not a runner.
I was just going to say.
No, I'm married into the Young
family. You're married into the Young family.
Yeah.
You don't have
the Young talent.
No,
right?
I do not have the Young talent. But no, I mean, the friendships that my son, you know, formed through cross country and track and, you know, those are relationships that he'll have the rest of his life.
Yeah, I'm actually doing a middle school or a youth cross country camp this week that we're hosting at where I coach at, and I was talking to the kids about how cross country is a fantastic sport, it's a lifelong sport, but it's basically the only all inclusive sport available
right
at this age. There's no cuts,
right?
Yeah,
and everybody plays, but runs.
Well, and the thing that always impressed me most about cross country, and I knew nothing about running before I married into the Young family, but I fell in love with cross country. I think it is absolutely one of the best sports there is, but you know, these guys and girls, after they're done running, the first thing they would do is always shake each other's hand. I mean, you know, sure, they're competitive. Absolutely, they're competitive. Right. But, you know, they also respect each other, and they respect the sport. And I think that's what I liked about it.
Yeah, that's the best part about cross country, too. I like that. And even when I was in high school, it was the same way within our county that we ran in. We all kind of just knew each other, and we had this kind of mutual respect for each other as kids, which is pretty mature for kids, I think, to have mutual respect for everybody.
It is. And you don't always see that in other sports. I mean, you know, basketball, you know, maybe not. You know, football, you know, you've been pounding each other for 4 quarters. But, you know, in cross country, I mean, there is that mutual respect. And as a fan, it's nice to see that, too.
Yeah, it is. I'll never forget it's only my third year of coaching, and we host a cross country race out at Rockford University. And within the Nick 10, the kids are fantastic in the Nick 10. And after the race that we hosted out at Rockford University, a bunch of the Harlem kids came up to me after the race, and they were like, thank you for the great race.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was their coach telling them to go do that or if it was they were doing it, but either way, they were just very nice and genuine about it.
Right.
Well, I think that's one thing about getting back to State Street Mile, too, is that because of those relationships and that the local success. Because the other thing I noticed that when I look at results of State Street Mile in all the years of the Register Star and stuff like that, you see names that come back. I mean, it's kind of neat when you see somebody that might have gone off to college, but they come back to race in this. And even better yet, you'll see names of somebody that go, oh my gosh, I remember them running like 15 years ago. Now they're a parent and they're coming back and racing. And a lot of times you get fooled by the girls because they're married names. You go, oh, that's so and so. I didn't know that, but this race brings people back as well.
Yeah,
it's kind of a reunion.
It does. As I've been here longer, you know, I'm meeting people, but I don't have that local connection like you do for the number of years. But no, you're right. I have conversations with people at the race who ran in high school and they've come back from either out of state even and come back and run this race. It's like, because it's a very recognizable event in Rockford.
Right. Well, it's a little bit unique. First of all, I think it always helps that it's got a great nickname. That's the fastest mile in the Midwest.
Yeah.
I think that kind of, and you know what, if you're going to run in something, you like to be successful. And if you look at this, okay, if I run in this, I might have one of my best times because it's the fastest. And the reason it's the fastest is basically a downhill course, correct?
It is.
So kind of run me through the course, where it starts, where it ends, and how it works.
So right up by Swedes at Summit. Uh-huh. On East State Street, that's right there at the top of the hill, right by the gas station and the light there. Mm-hmm. So you're first, as soon as the gun goes off you're going downhill immediately for about a good quarter mile.
Right.
And in a race like this, as soon as the gun goes off, your adrenaline just naturally just overtakes you and you're flying anyways down that first mile. And then it kind of just, as you get down there and you get around like the Faust Hotel and around, I guess that would be second. Before you get to the 500 block, it just kind of levels out a little bit. And then when you make that final turn for the last quarter mile, it goes downhill again down to Water Street.
Down the main part of State Street, I think, right around Irish Rose, I think, is where it starts going down again.
Yep. And then you finish right there by the Register Tower.
Yeah. So any interesting stories in recent years from the mile, whether it be racing stories or behind the scenes or anything like that?
You know, it's funny is I don't – during race day, I'm so caught up in making sure everything is running smoothly and people are where they're at and make sure like everything's working. I miss out on some things. The things that stick out to me is the best part. I always stop and I watch the end of the kids' races. When the kids' races go through, watching those little kids come through is a lot of fun. The kids' fun run is even fun to watch those kids just run across the State Street Bridge.
Yeah. I've seen, I've watched, and they ran it because I'm not a runner, but I remember.
You're not?
I'm not. I never was much a runner. Yeah, especially now I've got artificial knees, so I'm done. But I always remember real little kids in oversized t-shirts and their big floppy tennis shoes just having a blast running down the street because kids want to run all the time anyway.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun to see that.
Yeah.
And the kids are, they're wearing like. And it's fun to see the really little kids run that mile, and they're running, and they're working hard, and they got their dad or their mom running side by side with them. It's a lot of fun.
So, again, it's online again. Where can they go to find out more information?
You can go to runsignup.com and search State Street Mile.
Okay.
You could go to the Rockford Roadrunner, go to rockfordroadrunners.org, and there'll be a link right there on their front page, and sign up there and use the promo code 1330MILE and get your discount today.
And this and that and the discount works all the way up till race
the end day? Of the day today.
End of the day today.
End of the day today. Okay. One time, one day only.
As far as signing up for the race itself, how long can you sign up till?
You can sign up until race day.
Okay.
We'll be at Runner's Image right in front of. We always set up a table. We have a table set up in front of Runner's Image on race day.
Okay.
And you can sign up all the way to just before the start of the first race.
And the race schedule is.
It starts at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
And we have four heats, and it ends at the last heat goes out at 6. I don't have my paper on.
Yeah, I think it's around 6:45.
6:40. Yeah.
And we did talk about this. What are the categories? The different breaks.
There's the Masters and the Open, and then the Kids.
Okay. And we're going to be broadcasting from the State Street Mile this year.
Awesome.
Jake Locally and I will be. In fact, I think I'll be doing most of the voice labor because I think Jake's actually going to try and run in it. Which is going to be interesting. I'm curious how he's going to do with this because I don't know how much training he's doing. If he's not training, he's going to be sorry at the end of that, unless he decides to just jog and really just baby it. But we look forward to it, Rick. Thank you so much for being with us again. That code today only, 1330 mile. When you go online to sign up, save yourself $5 on entry fee. And Rick, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it. I look forward to dealing with you and seeing you on August 4th at State Street Mile.
Thank you for having me.